some lunch? We will get started. Delegates, please take your seats. Please take your seats. We will begin now. We will start where we left off after we take a couple of housekeeping comments from the secretary. So, secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Just two things. First, nomination forms for the elections for chairperson, vice chairperson, and members elected for the executive of the executive committee are with me. So if you need a form, please approach me after the session and I will give it to you. Second, LIM documents with very late comments, we are going to accept until tomorrow morning prior to start of the session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Let's turn our attention now to the next item in the next draft standard in this agenda, item 5. It is from the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, the proposed draft amendment to the guidelines for organically produced foods. It's an annex having to do with conditions of use for rotenone. I call your attention to its status that it is before you at step 5A. That means that it has been produced through use of the accelerated procedure. In the accelerated procedure, a committee decides at the very beginning, when it takes up work, that it is going to advance that work very quickly. And we should all be looking for more 5As in our committees. So I commend the Committee on Food Labeling for what I certainly hope will be a successful use of this accelerated procedure. Now, I also note that the Executive Committee recommended to you that under the criteria of their review, this draft standard should be adopted. I'll take any comments from the floor. Are there any comments, please? I see no comments. Very good. Standard is adopted. Let's move next to the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils. The draft amendment to the standard for named vegetable oils, inclusion of rice bran oil, before you at step 8. Are there any comments, please? Thailand.
Thank you, Chair. Thailand comments is available in LIM 3 document, page 4. We highly appreciate the efforts of the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils in the excellent progress of the draft amendment to the standard for named vegetable oils, inclusion of rice bran oil. Thailand, however, would like to draw attention to the requirement of the level of other desmethylsterol in Table 3 as follows. First, the level of other desmethylsterol is not a significant identity characteristic for the authenticity determination of rice bran oil. The level of desmethylsterol identified in Table 3 are sufficient to determine its authenticity. Secondly, the method of analysis for other desmethylsterol are complex and difficult to perform in food analysis laboratory. especially in developing countries. In addition, the reference materials for the determination of other desmethylsterol are not commercially available. Therefore, Thailand would like to propose to adopt the standard and request the Commission to ask CCFO to review the relevancy of having other desmethylsterols in this standard. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Thailand, for that admirably brief intervention. Are there other comments? Indonesia, please.
I like proposal because I think codex standard should cover all products in this planet. And also, we have to recognize that in developing country, we are sometimes difficult to find equipment or method for the analysis. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there other comments? I see no flags. Can the commission then, I'm sorry, India. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. India would also like to support Thailand in its comments. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Well, I think that we could, oh, I'm sorry. There's another, Malaysia? Yes, no? Malaysia?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, because I'm speaking as the chair, whether I should take last, whether there are any other countries who wish to speak first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see no other flags, so Malaysia, you may feel free. No? Who do I see? Laos, please.
On behalf of the Food and Drug Department of Ministry of Health of Laos, we are support the proposal by Thailand. Thank you.
Thank you, Laos. I see no other flags, Malaysia, so I think you can feel free now. Please, Malaysia.
Thank you, Madam Chair, distinguished delegates. Speaking as the Chair of the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils, I would like to thank Thailand for the comments on this draft amendment. I recall that at the 21st session of the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils in February this year, the committee had considered the proposed draft in detail and unanimously agreed to advance the draft amendment to Step 8 for adoption by the 32nd session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. And these concerns were not raised by Thailand at the last session of the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils. I do note that Thailand supports the adoption of the draft amendment at Step 8. However, to address Thailand's concern, if the Commission can agree, I would like to propose that the Commission request the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils at its next session to review the level of other dimethylsterols in rice bran oil if new scientific data is available. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Malaysia. That seems to me to be a reasonable solution. Many countries, in fact, have spoken in support of that approach. So I suggest that the Commission adopt this standard at Step 8 and request the Committee on Fats and Oils to consider, as Malaysia has suggested, these other matters with respect to dimethylsterols, and the availability, given the availability of new data. Thank you very much. May I make one comment to you? Easiest for us to see your flag if when you hold it up, you hold it like this, not like this. And also if you don't do that, that tends to obscure your name. Thanks very much. Let's next move to the Codex Committee on General Principles and the proposed draft revised Code of Ethics for International Trade in Food. Are there any comments, please? Isha, please.
أربعة اثنين إذ تشير هذه الفقرة إلى إجبارية تصدير منتجات غذائية وفق الخاصيات الدنيا للبلد المصدر وتستثني هذا ويستثنى هذا المبدأ في حالة قبول البلد المورد بدون ذلك أي قبول بخاصيات أقل من تلك المتبعة في البلد المصدر ونحن نعتبر أن ذلك يمكن أن يمثل لبسا في مجال سلامة الأغذية المتبادلة بين البلدان كما نعتبر إدراج هذا الاستثناء لا يؤسس لممارسات محبذة في التجارة الدولية كما هو مطلوب بلوغه من خلال سن مدونة أداب التجارة وقد أعرب الوفد التونسي خلال اجتماع الأخير للجنة المبادئ العامة عن هذا الرأي إلا أنه لم يأخذ بعين الاعتبار لذلك على حالتها هذه فنحن نعارض مرور هذه المدونة في الخطوة 5/8 وإذا ما قبلنا بذلك فإن نقترح حذف الاستثناء الوارد بالفقرة 4/2 شكرا
Thank you, sir. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Solo quisiera resaltar que durante la discusión de este documento en el Comité de Principios Generales, la región no fue escuchada y sus preocupaciones, por tanto, no han sido reflejadas en el documento. Por tanto, nos oponemos a que este documento siga en trámite 5.8 y queremos que se quede en trámite 5 para poder ser discutido nuevamente en el comité. Gracias.
Thank you very much. Mexico, Ghana, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ghana would like to support the adoption of the draft code of ethics for international trade in food, including concessional and food aid transactions. By this, we believe the Commission will be providing the urgent and needed code for international trade. In particular, the principles set out in the document specifically section 3.2 A to F, has the ingredients to support food safety in international trade. The reference of the document, the draft code, to the marketing of breast milk substitutes for the protection and promotion of breastfeeding is commendable, and Ghana would like to support this code. Thank you.
Thank you, Ghana. India, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. India welcomes the opportunity to make comments to the draft revised Code of Ethics for International Trade in Food, reiterating the position stated at the last meeting of the CCGP and considering that the passage of this document to the accelerated procedure 5H should not be approved. India thus proposes to follow the standard procedure, giving countries better opportunity to think about what has been stated. We would like to again say that there were substantial changes to the document during the discussion and we feel that especially developing countries and less developed countries should be given a better opportunity to check with their countries as to whether it is agreeable. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Ecuador, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Buenas tardes. Como ya lo dijo la delegación de México, este es un tema que los países de América Latina ya lo han presentado como un problema. Creemos que el texto es demasiado general, no aporta a las preocupaciones específicas de los países en desarrollo, creemos y apoyamos la posición de India que se tiene que mantener en trámite 5 y no avanzar. Gracias.
Thank you. Ecuador, Brazil, please.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to support what was the comments made by India, by Ecuador, and by Mexico regarding the norms on ethics. And we understand that we need the further discussions in general principles. We had discussed this issue at length. But considerations made by regional groups from Asia and Latin America were not duly considered. So we support the idea that this item should remain on step 5. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil. Molly, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je suis très bref. Je voudrais soutenir la position exprimée par le Ghana et par conséquent, nous soutenons l'adoption de la norme. Merci.
Thank you, Molly. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señora Presidenta. En primer lugar, queremos que quede sentado que en el Comité de Principios Generales hubo una importante oposición de una minoría a la elevación de este proyecto a la Comisión en procedimiento acelerado y no se tuvo en consideración, con lo cual lo que queremos decir es que esta no es la primera vez que hacemos observaciones sobre este punto. En realidad lo que nos preocupa no es la disposición que establece que cualquier movimiento de alimentos debe cumplir cuanto menos con la norma del país de origen. Lo que nos preocupa es cómo, si quienes tienen que aplicar este código no tienen sistema de control de alimentos, van a poder verificar en algún momento el verdadero cumplimiento de esas normas. Es una cuestión básicamente de aplicación. Por otra parte, nos preocupa que este código no esté contradiciendo algunos de los objetivos del Códex en cuanto a que se establezcan marcos reglamentarios nacionales, pues esto, en definitiva, si bien en un principio ayuda, no fomenta el hecho de que los países desarrollen sus propios códigos alimentarios basándose en el Códex y desarrollen sus sistemas de control. En tercer lugar, creemos que a este código le falta profundizar un poco en la igualdad de trato de las transacciones comerciales, la ayuda alimentaria y las donaciones. Porque pensamos que aquellos países que tienen poco o no tienen nada para controlar los alimentos que ingresan, las mayores debilidades las tienen en la ayuda y en las donaciones que reciben. Entonces, en función de eso, creemos que este documento no debería avanzar más allá del trámite 5. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Argentina. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kenya recognizes that there may be some countries, especially developing countries, that may not have adequate control systems, food control systems. And it is in this respect that we support the adoption of the Code of Ethics versus compliance. Because we already recognize that for some countries, they may not be able to have the adequate control systems for compliance. And in that respect, we think that the Code of Ethics would then be the best principle to be used in the movement of food for especially the developing countries. Thank you.
Indonesia, please.
America would like to join the position of the many country that we should return to step five, because I hearing that many countries doesn't agree with this or not consensus yet. Thank you.
Rica, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Costa Rica, al igual que los otros países, han externado su oposición a que el proyecto continúe en el trámite 5-8. Estaría de acuerdo en que pase al trámite 6 por el procedimiento normal de aprobación de proyectos en el COES, en vista de que durante la reunión llevada a cabo en el Comité de Principios Generales, hubo cambios en el texto del proyecto que no ha sido del conocimiento de los países, y por tanto es necesario que estos cambios sean conocidos por los países de una forma más amplia y con el debido tiempo. Esto especialmente se ha establecido en el texto, el apartado cuarto de este proyecto. De hecho, por eso consideramos importante que esto pueda ser analizado nuevamente por los países para un mejor documento, tomando en consideración que el proyecto pues es una herramienta de mucho valor para los países, y que, si bien es cierto, en aplicación de la ética, este documento nos va a dar grandes, grandes ventajas. Gracias.
Thank you, sir. Tanzania, please.
Would like to support the position of Ghana for advancing this code of ethics to step 8. And this is so because it is a very important standard in protecting health, especially for countries like mine. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are in support of this code being adopted at step 8 for several reasons, and not less amongst them the fact that this code has been debated for such a long time and has consumed so much interest within the codex system. We would submit that a code of ethics cannot be anything other than generic. We should not be trying to utilize this code to resolve issues of compliance, which are dealt with in other areas of the codex system, particularly the CC fix standards. If we try and make this code achieve too much in terms of compliance as well as ethics, it will remain confusing. And we would also suggest that the core of this code is in Article 3, the principles. That is where we refer to issues of safety. And I think with the protracted discussion at the Codex Committee on General Principles a couple of months ago, that was the focus of the work. Article 4 is really a subset of the principles and is about the conditions necessary for trade and food, and not about compliance. It is unfair to focus on minimum as an issue in Article 4, because minimum requirements does not mean unsafe or a minimum level of safety. It refers to the flexibility we all have in our regulatory platforms, and they are different in different countries. And it is impossible to compare prescriptively those requirements throughout different systems. So we would urge the members to look at Article 3 if they have concerns about the principles of safety, to recognize that this code is about ethics, which cannot be mandated, whereas compliance issues can. And when we are mandating issues in codex standards, they should not be dealt with in this code, but dealt with elsewhere, such as CC Fix. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Senegal, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Comme ceux qui m'ont précédé, le Sénégal, pays en développement, est confronté à un problème crucial, universellement connu. C'est la forte prévalence de l'analphabétisme au sein de nos populations, qui, malgré les bonnes intentions du Comité du Codex sur l'étiquetage, qui arrive autant que faire se peut à inscrire des données scientifiques, nutritionnelles et d'information sur les emballages qui ont pour objet d'orienter objectivement le consommateur sur l'innocuité des aliments, la forte prévalence maintenant de l'analphabétisme qui touche plus de 70% de la population qui ne sait ni lire ni écrire dans les langues utilisées dans le cadre du codex, la sensibilisation, la conscientisation, comme l'a dit Madame le Président lors de l'ouverture de la session, constitue un cheval de bataille qui a fait ses preuves dans les pays en développement et plus particulièrement au Sénégal, qui ont fait que certains exportateurs, certains importateurs font de plus en plus attention aux normes codex fondées sur la science, sur les données scientifiques et sur l'objectivité. Mais cela, pour pouvoir combler le gap de l'analphabétisme, l'admission du code de déontologie à l'état vite constitue pour nous un objectif impérativement à atteindre dans le cadre de nos travaux. Par conséquent, et au total, le Sénégal soutient le fait d'amener le code de déontologie à l'état vite, car il s'agit d'un cheval de bataille que nous ne pouvons pas négliger dès lors que nos institutions technologiques et nos ressources humaines en matière scientifique sont à un niveau qui ne sont pas des meilleurs présentement. Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Senegal. Colombia, please.
De acuerdo con los resultados controvertidos de la última reunión del Comité de Principios Generales, y en armonía con las observaciones que remitió y que están en el ANINORP 09325A, no está de acuerdo con avanzar para su aprobación en el trámite 5 con omisión de las instancias 6 y 7. Por el contrario, solicita una mejor oportunidad a los países miembros para recabar más observaciones y enriquecer el documento. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you. Nigeria, please. Thank you. Nigeria supports the adoption of the code as Step 8 and agrees with the views expressed by Ghana, particularly as it concerns the code of marketing of breast milk substitutes. We believe the code significantly addresses ethical issues in international trade. Thank you. Cuba, please.
Señora Presidente, Cuba considera que realmente el texto no está en condiciones de ser sometido a un adelanto para aprobación en trámite 5.8. No obstante, Cuba considera que precisamente el texto que se presenta aún es muy poco terminado en los términos que se refieren a las donaciones y ayudas alimentarias, y la ética en referencia a esta parte tan importante del comercio internacional de alimentos, por decirlo de alguna manera, no está tratado ni definido en el texto de la norma que se propone, siendo de una gran importancia en los tiempos actuales por los volúmenes de donativos y ayuda humanitaria que en materia de alimentos se trasiega con los países en vías de desarrollo. Por lo tanto, considera que no sería una buena idea, sin darle toda la terminación al texto, someterlo a un grupo de países sobre los cuales el mismo va a tener un impacto. Cuba propone que por la importancia de esta norma y porque realmente es un documento de mucho impacto y de valor para todos los países, se tomen las medidas que sean requeridas por el largo tiempo que esta norma ha estado sometida a debate y que el próximo año se tome una definición inaplazable en relación con el Código de Ética del CODE. Muchas gracias.
Very much. Cuba, Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to give the position of the Codex Committee for Europe. And this is a position which was taken last year at the 26th session of CC Euro. The Coordinating Committee for Europe stressed the usefulness of the Code of Ethics, especially for developing countries and countries in transition, and strongly supported its revision, which should not reiterate existing provisions in Codex texts or the WTO agreements, but focus on the protection of consumers in countries which do not yet have the capacity for adequate import control for food safety and quality. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Chile, please.
Señora Presidenta, nosotros también encontramos de gran importancia el desarrollo del Código de Ética. Entendemos que en el Comité ha tenido una dilación bastante grande, muchas veces porque no se alcanzó a tratar, pero en el último tiempo se produjo un aceleramiento demasiado fuerte. La verdad que ha tenido avances y nosotros apoyamos, pero apoyamos que se vaya por el procedimiento normal, no el procedimiento acelerado. Por tanto, que se avance, pero apoyamos lo señalado por Cuba, que se tome una determinación dentro del próxima reunión, que inapelablemente tengamos nosotros ya un código de ética en etapa 8. Gracias, señora Presidenta.
Well, clearly, this issue has stimulates a great deal of debate. There's a limit to how much we can discuss it, but I would like to give those countries that have flagged up thus far an opportunity to speak, and then I think we will close the list. I will take South Africa, Croatia, Norway, Uruguay, the EC, Cameroon, Dominican Republic, Canada, Sudan, the United States of America, and Uganda. Then we will have heard about almost 30 countries. So at that point, I think we should stop, consider what we should do, make a decision, and move forward. Agreed? Very good. All right. South Africa.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've tried to listen carefully to all the comments that came from the various esteemed delegations. From a South African point of view, one thinks about the situation where there is absolutely no infrastructure in terms of legislation and so forth, that this document becomes very helpful. And we therefore then ponder the question, can you imagine where nothing exists and people continuously receive food aid and so forth? What recourse do they have in the absence of such a code of ethics? Because this is supposed to be a guiding principle, if you like, to all those who assist others in their time of need. And for those reasons, we would like to request that this document be progressed further and adopted at step 8. Thank you very much.
Thank you. South Africa, Croatia, please.
Croatia support Switzerland's view?
Croatia, could you turn off your microphone?
Croatia supports Switzerland's view.
Yes, thank you, Croatia. We got it. Excellent. I think you need to turn off your microphone. Okay. Let's go to Norway.
The Codex Committee on General Principles has worked for a very long time with the revision of this Code of Ethics, and Norway support the adoption of the Code as it is drafted at Step 8. We are of the opinion that the Code will support the Codex mandate to ensure the fundamental right that all consumers are entitled to safe, sound and wholesome food and to be protected from unfair trade practices. We also find it important to keep the paragraph 4.2 as it is, as we see this as one of the most important ethical issues in the proposed draft. So to conclude, we hope that the code can be adopted as it is. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Norway, Uruguay, please.
Gracias, Presidencia. Uruguay apoya la pretensión de que el estado actual del documento vuelva al estado 5, y entre todas las preocupaciones que se han manifestado aquí, nosotros también tenemos la preocupación de que el código introduce disciplinas comerciales que en el estado de imperfección en que se encuentra el documento podrían llegar a colidir con las disciplinas de la Organización Mundial de Comercio, a la que todos los demás nos obliga también. Gracias.
Thank you, sir. The European Community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We've heard several very eloquent interventions from least developed countries, which confirm for the European Community that there is a problem in international trade. Namely, many least developed countries are exposed to exports which are either don't meet Codex requirements, do not meet the requirements of the exporting country, or even in some extreme cases, are unsafe. And the European Community believes that it's incumbent on the Codex in these circumstances to send a clear message that it's ethically unacceptable that exports should take place in such conditions. And for this reason, we strongly support the interventions of these countries who are best equipped and qualified to speak on this issue, and we should adopt this code. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Cameroon, please.
Oui. Madame la Présidente, merci de nous donner l'occasion d'intervenir pour la première fois en cette session. Et le Cameroun apprécie la clairvoyance avec laquelle vous dirigez nos travaux. Nous voulons vous assurer notre soutien. À l'instar du Ghana, du Mali et de l'Afrique du Sud, nous supportons l'adoption du code de déontologie du commerce international à l'étape 8. Merci de votre attention.
Thank you, Cameroon. Dominican Republic, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Y muchas gracias por la oportunidad de República Dominicana de participar en esta reunión del Códex Alimentario. Antes de venir a la reunión, nuestro Comité Nacional se reunió para analizar los temas que se abordarían en esta reunión. Y uno de ellos tiene que ver con el Código de Ética. En tal sentido, nuestra posición coincide con la de nuestros hermanos cubanos en el Caribe. Y consideramos que no debe de avanzar hasta el paso 8 sin agotar los pasos 6 y 7. Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you, sir. Canada, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We've listened carefully to the debate, and like others, we recognize that this is an issue that has been under discussion for some time, while at the same time, many delegations have expressed the interest in urgency being applied to the consideration of this issue. For that reason, and recognizing the progress that has been made in terms of the work, and as has so eloquently been expressed by several delegations on the relevance of this code to contributing to the protection of the consumers in their countries, Canada therefore supports that it be adopted using the accelerated procedure, and we urge delegations to take into account the views that have been expressed regarding moving forward in this regard so that those countries who most need it can benefit from this code being adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. Sudan, please.
شكراً رئيس المحترمة. إن مجرى النقاش حول هذا الموضوع يؤكد أهمية إخضاعه لمزيد من النقاش ودراسة آثاره المستقبلية. ولذا فإن السودان يرى اعتماد المدونة عند الخطوة 5 وإخضاع الأمر لمزيد من الدراسة.
Thank you, Sudan. United States of America.
Thank you. The United States would support the adoption of the Code of Ethics at Step 8. Like many others in the room, there are changes that we might prefer in this document. However, on balance, we believe it is a useful and helpful document, and we note that a number of countries in the world in this room have indicated that it would be, in fact, helpful to them. We've had a lot of debate, has been noted, for a lengthy period of time. These kinds of lengthy delays don't help Codex, and they don't serve the countries that depend on Codex standards. So we would support adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Now, the last country to comment, and the list is closed, is Uganda. Uganda, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. For reasons which have been very well elaborated by South Africa, Kenya, Ghana, Tanzania, the EU and other countries, Uganda supports adoption of this at Stage 8. Because we need it.
Thank you, Uganda. Now, I would ask the Commission to give us a few minutes, a couple of minutes, to evaluate what we've heard, and we will come back with a recommendation. Thank you. Delegate? Delegates, I know you want to hear what I have to say. That worked. Okay. It seems rather clear that while there is significant support for adoption of this code at eight in its final form. And we have heard very eloquent statements of the need for this code, that there is a significant number of us who are not comfortable with that option. We do not hear objection to adoption of this code at step five. And adoption at step five indeed implies that, by and large, the code is in quite good shape. So what I will suggest, if you can agree, is that we adopt this code at step five, send it to the Committee on General Principles for reconsideration, and that all those who have voiced concerns today send their specific proposals for change to the document, specific proposals, in writing well in advance of the next session of CCGP. And I emphasize specific proposals. We are, I think it is clear, well past the point of voicing concern. We can't reopen the scope. For example, we must focus on the text and address those specific issues that need to be addressed. And I'll add one final point, and that is that the Committee of General Principles and all of those of you who are interested in this code must complete the work in 1 year. We're almost there. That seems to be clear. There's no excuse for not completing it in 1 year. And I will say, if you fail to do that, the executive committee is going to have a hard look at that failure after so many years of work on this document. So I suggest that we adopt at step five, that specific suggestions for change be made, that you work with a goodwill at General Principles to come to a document that can be sent to this commission next year for final adoption at step eight. Can the commission agree with this proposal? Or shall I say, do I hear any objection to this proposal? I see no flags. Thank you very much, delegates, and I wish you good luck and goodwill working together. Next, delegates, please, we turn to the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. And the committee's draft guidelines for settling disputes on analytical test results. I note for your information that the Executive Committee, considering its criteria, has recommended that you consider this for adoption. Comments, please. Brazil, please.
With respect respect to the draft guidelines for settling disputes on analytical test results, Brazil has presented a document number LIM-12 to express its concerns. This document considers four possible scenarios regarding possible dispute settlement mechanism dealt with in CCMAS. During the CCMAS meeting of this year, Brazil stated its reservation with respect to the document ELINORM 32/23, Appendix 2. The conclusions reached from the simulations made in Brazil's document shows that it can possibly produce an unequal treatment of data from importing and exporting parties. Therefore, Brazil asks the Commission to consider the arguments presented in its document and not adopt at this moment the proposed procedure at Step 8, but rather send it back to the Committee for further improvements and possible contributions from the delegations. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Brazil. Argentina, please.
Enta, hemos tomado nota de las preocupaciones de Brasil. Hemos visto documentos adicionales con modelos estadísticos que nos han mostrado para ver de qué forma se comportaría este documento y la verdad que debemos reflexionar respecto a la evolución de este documento. Como países exportadores nos preocupa particularmente el impacto que pueda tener documento que se pretende aprobar, con lo cual apoyaríamos a Brasil de manera de tener la oportunidad de volver a evaluarlo en el comité. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señora presidente. México quiere apoyar la posición de Brasil y Argentina considerando el impacto que puede tener este documento, la adopción de este documento tal cual como está. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. Could I ask for the chair of this committee, whom I believe is here, to make some comments? And I ask this because it should be, and we should all strive for this, it should be a very rare, extremely rare event that in this forum, at which point all work should be done, technical work should be done, that we raise technical issues. These issues are the domain of the committees, and it should be a very rare event that we raise such issues in this House at this session. I recognize Hungary. Please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I have to inform the Commission that this document was discussed for years and years, and two physical working groups were working on it during the meetings to try to harmonize the language. And I believe that the language was the outcome which is reported, the consensus of the people present. At that time, the delegation of Brazil raised some reservation but couldn't formulate their specific concern on the language. And what they presented a week ago in this working document, I don't think that technically it is perfectly correct. It has some examples which needs further elaboration, but I have to admit we discussed this before the session during the lunch break, and the language is not quite unambiguous in most cases, or in two cases, which may justify the reconsideration of this document. But technically the document is sound. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hungary. Thank you, Chair. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Chair. Thailand support the intervention made by Brazil. Thank you.